the Hall of Fame game right around the corner, the induction ceremony right around the corner, of course. And in addition to that, the Ford Hall of Fans have three new inductees as well. Joining us to talk about all of this, the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Dave Baker. Dave, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Adam, Dustin, great to be with you guys. We're looking forward to the first full stadium for football in 18 months.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We're all pumped about that, looking forward to it. Before we get into that, Dave, tell me about so you got three fans going in this year, including one Browns fan, correct?
Yeah, this is an important year because, you know, frankly, I was real proud of the NFL. I thought they did a courageous and Herculean job of getting through the season last year, playing every game, and finishing the Super Bowl on time, and doing it safely. But the one thing that was missing was fans. And Ford has been an incredible partner to the Pro Football Hall of Fame for a long, long time. And they sponsor something for us called the Ford Hall of Fans. And that is to kind of reach out every year and to find three fans who are the most representative of the best, most passionate, most committed fans in the NFL. And this year's fans, you know, we have had guys knock on their door a couple times. I think Howie Long did it. Jim Brown did it. Aeneas Williams did it for each of these guys with their respective teams. But it is Christy Brown, who is a Cardinals fan. Ray Showdog Prisby, who's a Browns fan that everybody would know once he's made up for sure. And Wayne the Violator Mabry, who's a Raiders fan. And over 200,000 people voted for this. And come Friday at 11 o'clock, August 6th of Enshrinement Week, we are going to dedicate their addition into the new Ford Hall of Fans.
Very cool. We're all obviously excited about that. This is really cozy. It was a cool addition because obviously, you know, the passionate, the borderline crazy fans that dress up and do all these things, it is really cool to be able to recognize them.
Well, I'll tell you, it is. And again, we appreciate Ford understanding that it all begins and ends with the fans. But I will tell you, I have knocked on the door of close to 80 Hall of Famers, and I've experienced what it's like to tell them that they're going to Canton and that the Pro Football Hall of Fame is going to guard their legacy forever. And when you do it for these fans, it's no different. They are so passionate. They're so excited. You know, I walked in, you know, we've had past guys, and these are guys you would all know. You know, Rob the Fireman for the Denver Broncos, or the Bear Man, Don Wechter for the Chicago Bears, or the Big Nasty Keith Kunzig for Tampa Bay. And I remember when I knocked on the door of Don Wechter, the Bear Man, he said, "Oh, Mr. Baker, my God, you've made my life." and I kind of thought, well, maybe we ought to set that bar a little higher, okay? But for these guys, they are passionate. They love their teams. They love the league. And frankly, I think this is a good year to demonstrate our respect and appreciation for the fans, because we sure missed them last year, and we're excited to have them back this year.
We're talking with the president of the Hall of Fame, Dave Baker. Great class of 2021 going into the Hall of Fame. Obviously, the two guys who have played most recently that really stand out, Peyton Manning and Calvin Johnson. But overall, Dave, what an exciting class to go into the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah, I think it would certainly be the greatest class ever just by itself in a lot of respects. I mean, I can tell you that I was in the room and I run the meeting, and you know, Peyton Manning took 10 seconds to be selected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But when I knocked on his door figuratively, because we did it at Mile High Stadium, and we had all his coaches there that had coached him, it's interesting to me because I learned something that when you knock on the door of somebody like that, what you really see is humility. And for him, it wasn't that, you know, kind of polished pitchman, 45 years old, veteran of the NFL. It's really the 8 or 10 year old kid that starts that journey. And then you take this class and you add to it this incredible centennial class that'll be enshrined on Saturday. We've really got 28 guys that are being enshrined. It's we call it twice the fun for 21, but it's going to be, we think it's going to be the best 5 days of football.
Dave, when you show up to, and knock on the door of these guys, they know exactly when they see your face what's going to happen. What's that feeling like for you and for the player itself?
Well, again, like I said, I've seen it a lot, and when you knock on their door, they're not thinking how much money they're going to make, and it's right. really not about them, to be honest with you. You would think it would be because it is their moment. But I've seen this enormous humility of them understanding the shoulders that they stand upon and all the people that came before them. And they're thinking about their mom that drove them to practice when they were 8 years old, or mm-hmm. their dad that wouldn't let them quit, or their coach that inspired them to do more, or teammates that helped get them there. It is really a remarkable deal. And when I saw it the first time my first year, I saw it in Ray Guy, who'd been eligible for 29 years, who actually fainted when we called him on the phone and told him. And then wow. he got up and he said, hey, he says, I'm sorry, I'm not sure I knew until now how much this meant to me. And that's when we knew that what we wanted was for fans to understand how important it is to them and to understand this journey that they make. And it's real special. This last year, you know, after I got through with Peyton, we flew to Detroit to do Calvin Johnson, and it was like 10 o'clock at night, and it was 19 below. And when we got through, he cried. And I said, he asked me if I was going back to Canton. I said, well, no, we're actually, you know, going to Florida to knock on Charles Woodson's door. And he said, oh, you're going to go collect some more tears, aren't you? And it's a real privilege to see these guys, and to the extent we can, provide a special moment for some of these people who've provided so very many special moments for all of us.
Dave, are we going to be there till 2 o'clock in the morning with all these guys giving their speeches? Any changes to that this year with so many players going in?
Yeah, there is. There sure is. I mean, you know, we've had some long ones since I've been here.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
This year, because out of necessity, and we finally got the networks to agree. That we've asked guys to target 6 minutes as their speech. At 7 minutes, a light goes on. At 8 minutes, we will start kind of playing them off at the Oscars, and if necessary, I'll go out and try to tackle them and get them to stop. But so far, guys have submitted their speeches, and guys have been great. Peyton Manning's is right at 6 minutes. And I think it'll be really good, but it's hard, I think, for all these guys. They are media trained because of working with gentlemen like you, but they're telling the story of their life, and they got a lot of people to thank. And so I understand, but I think it's going to be a great event. Lincoln did okay in about 2 minutes and 47 seconds on the Gettysburg Address, so I think Peyton will do very well in twice that long.
Dave, we were every time I hear the last name Baker, I always think of the nickname Touchdown Maker. At your size, I think you would be better off tackling than scoring touchdowns. Is that fair?
Yeah, I've got a son who played 7 years in the league,
right.
Was a first-round draft choice in 2008, and we like to think of ourselves as offensive linemen in my family, and he was a left tackle for the Atlanta Falcons. But, yeah, we're probably better blocking or tackling than running after someone.
Dave, the Hall of Fame game is 10 days away, which maybe seems like a long time to you. I don't know what it is. It feels like it's been forever, right? But 10 days away, it's like, wow, all of a sudden now it's almost here. Is the game going to look any differently than it did in previous years from a crowd standpoint, player standpoint, anything like that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of NFL protocols on the field. You can only be on the field if you're vaccinated and, a lot of other things like that. But it's gonna look like great football, and it's gonna be exciting with the Steelers and the Cowboys. The game sold out in 22 minutes.
Wow.
Fox is the one that's broadcasting the game. They're doing an hour pregame show. Then on Friday night we have the Gold Jacket presentation celebration, which is, you know, what other city in America has 5,000 people there to watch you get a gold jacket? Saturday will be the parade in the morning. Which is one of the fifth biggest parades in the United States, and you've got the centennial enshrinement that night. And on Sunday, you've got the Class of 21 enshrinement, and then we close it out with Brad Paisley and Lynyrd Skynyrd and Jimmy Allen for the Concert for Legends on Monday night. There's still some tickets available to the enshrinement and the concert, but most everything else is sold out. But it's going to be great. It's going to be great to have football back the way we know it, and most importantly, with all the fans in the stands.
That's right. Dave, what is your favorite part of the weekend or the whole week itself?
Well, guys, humbly, I got to tell you, I'm fortunate and privileged to have the greatest job in the world. There are so many things about it, whether it's knocking on the door, or giving out the gold jacket, or the ring of excellence in their stadiums in the fall. But I think my favorite part of the job, to be honest with you, is that I think we're in a position here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame for a lot of people, we can help their dreams come true. We've got a young guy from Israel that we visited when we took 20 Hall of Famers there, and Make-A-Wish asked us to contact him because they didn't think he was going to be around much longer. And now he's been in remission 5 years, and he's going to be here with us for this enshrinement. And there are moments like that where you really get to be a part of something that, you know, if you're in manufacturing or the practice of law like I was, you don't get too much of that. And right. I think we're in the business where we get to help other people's dreams come true and inspire them to a little place of happiness that they might not get to otherwise.
Dave, do you, like 10 days out, start, like, you know, I'm obsessed with the weather. Do you start obsessively looking at the weather weeks out, trying to project what it's going to look like for those days?
Yeah, I've been looking at the 30-day broadcast every day. And now we're down to the 14-day broadcast. And
right.
Pretty soon we'll be down to the 10-day forecast.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, you know, fortunately, you know, we've never been rained out here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We've had some other problems at times. But, you know, what happens in Northeast Ohio, as you know, that time of year, you might get a thunderstorm that'll last 15 or 20 minutes, and
sure.
You kind of head for shelter, and then you begin again. So I think we're looking pretty good right now from what I'm looking at. There's all kinds of details that happen. I mean, we've got, you know, people coming from all over the world to this event that we got to take care of. And Canton is a place where you got 5,000 volunteers who pretty much take the week off to serve all these people. And right. So there's a lot that goes on. It's a lot of fun. I think what you've done here in Northeast Ohio is really special. My favorite Super Bowls, and I'm sure you guys have been to a lot. I've been to 30-something. Wow. And my favorite ones are the small towns, Indianapolis, right. New Orleans. You know, and in the big cities, the big cities kind of swallow it up. But, boy, you have an event like this in Canton, and it is – the experience of a lifetime.
Dave, real quick before you go, if the fans still want to get tickets for some of the events that tickets are available for, what's the best way to get them?
ProFootballHOF.com/tickets. And if they want any information on the Ford Hall of Fans or how they could be that fan next year, they can go to FordHallOfFans.com.
Dave, we appreciate it. Best of luck next week. We look forward to it. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. God bless.
You too. Dave Baker, good to chat with him, Dave. The president of the Hall of Fame.